Weiter in Shas. We are in Chulin, Daf Memvav. Being in a Baal, Mem, Heim, and a Beis, about a Baal, and a page. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines up from the bottom, but we're going to go actually 6 lines up just to get us on the flow over here. The Gemara says, Anecha and Chut HaShudra. How far, where does the Chut HaShudra, the spinal cord, go until? Amavidom HaShmuel, Ad Bein HaPrashos, until it goes between the branches. What does that mean, between the branches? That is that it begins to branch out above the animal's back legs, with one branch of the cord going down one leg and the other going down to the other leg, and the middle branch continuing down the spine towards the tail. About 2 finger widths further back, the cord again branches into 3, and further back again, and it continues to branch until the end. If the spinal cord is severed anywhere between the brain and the place of these branches, then the animal is a trepha. If severed below the place of the branches, the animal is not a trepha. Since the cord has been severed at a point where its vital force is weaker and the loins of the animal support the spine, so that the injury is not fatal. Now says the Gemara, Vdimir Bar Yitzchak Avakam Bayi Lemeisa Lebechazah, his name is Lebechazah. Before he left, Asa Lekemei Davyud, he came from Yudah, Amalei says to him, Lichvim Limar Bein HaPrashas Echa. Where exactly is it between the branches that we're talking about the spinal cord? Amalei said, Zil Aisi Ligdi Vachvilach. Go get for me a baby goat, and I'm going to show you. Aisi Ligdi Shmeina. He brought him a fat goat that was shechted and skinned. Amalei said, B'liya Tvei V'lo Yediya. It's embedded too deep in the fat, and therefore not able to show you over here. Aisli kachish, bring me one that's lean, it's not so fat. So Amalei, he just says to him, blitan tfei v'lo yediya. The hip bones stick out too much, so it's hard to tell with that one also. So Amalei says to him, ta agmarech gemara. Come instead, I'm going to teach you a gemara, an oral tradition. Can't show you, so I'll tell you. Achim Rishmol. Al achas trefa. If you have a break in the spinal cord, anywhere from the neck until achas, the first section of the cord between the branches, that's what makes it a trefa. Shlish is kshera. If it happens in the third section, then that one's going to be kosher. Shnia in yodea. In the second area, that, I don't know what to tell you. Can't tell you. Don't know whether it's a trefa or it's not a trefa. Boy Rav Huna by Radio of Chua. He asked the following question. Beep, turn the page. Ad v'ad b'chlal, Dilma ad v'lo ad b'chlal. Shmuel says that a break in the spinal cord, anywhere from the neck until the first section of the cord between the branches, is going to make it a trefa. Does it mean v'ad v'ad b'chlal, and that a break in the first section itself also makes the trefa? Adama ad v'lad b'chlal, maybe until, not including the first section, that a break in the first section itself is included in the suffix. Boy Rav Papa, intim salomer ad v'ad b'chlal, if you want to say ad v'ad b'chlal, and the first section is included in the area of uncertainty, then, pardon, if you say ad v'lad b'chlal, it's part of the certainty, then pi parsha mahu. What's going to be the din about the mouth of the branch? That's the area of the first branch where the two side nerves branch off the spinal cord. Is that part at least including the part that precedes the first section where a break is going to make it definitely a trefa, or is that also part of the suffix? Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, intim saloma ad v'ad b'chlal, and if you want to say ad v'ad b'chlal, then parsha atzma, but the parsha itself, the nerve branch itself, if one of the nerve branches at the first branch became detached from the spinal cord without a break happening in the spinal cord itself, is the animal going to be a trefa? Tashma, let's see. Haprasha tidon kebasar. The branch is treated like basar, like flesh, like meat. Separation of one of the branch nerves from the spinal cord is not going to make the animal a trefa, more than if there's a wound in the flesh. Right, so which branch nerve is it Bryce talking about? My love, Parsha Rishona Ushnia is talking about the first. Is it referencing the first branch or the second? And says Gemara, lo shlishis. It's not a raya because the Bryce maybe he's talking about the third branch. So if it's not helping you or answering your question. What about a bird? Another Gemara says, Beofa, Abiyani Omer, Lamata Minagapayim. the spinal cord, when it's going to consider a chafer, goes down until the wings. It goes only until between the wings. First one is that below, lamata, below then, it says only until itself. Amula, hava kamina, kameda ben pazi. I was once standing in front of ben pazi. Vaisil kameof, and they brought a bird whose spinal cord needed to be checked. Ubadak ad bein agapayim, went to only up until the agapayim. Shalach lidu ben nasi, and he got it called, got summoned to the nasi. Vekam vazli, got up and he checked, he didn't check anymore. The spinal cord, he got up and he left. Velo yadana, and I don't know, Yimishum delot sarach labad katvei, because he doesn't have to check anymore, that's why he got up and left right away. Oh, Yimishum kvod nisir, because of the covet of the nasi, he got up right away, so unclear. Nitla kavet. Now, the next part of the Mishnah that says, a treif is if the liver was removed and nothing is left over from the liver. Hanishtare menu, that means that if it's left over, klum, kshir, that if a little bit is left over, it's still going to be kosher. I forgot the liver kizais, even if it's not a kizais, it's still going to be kosher. I have a tanami from Mishnah later on, it says, nitol kavim yishtare menu kizais kshirah. If a kizais is left over, it's going to be kosher. Right, which says that the animal is not going to be good unless it's big gezeis, not even a little bit. Rabbi Yosef lo kasha, machlokus, ha Rabbi Chia, ha Rabbi Shimon ber, by Rabbi. Rabbi Chia is that the first Mishnah says that the smallest amount of liver has to stay back, but the Mishnah is talking about Rabbi Shimon ber Rabbi, which says at least a gezeis has to still be there. Kihadu Rabbi Chia zarikla, like Rabbi Chia would discard it. He didn't. If you have a liver, a liver of a shechted animal, Rabbi Chia would get rid of it, and he didn't consider it good food. Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi matbila, but he would go and he would dip it in a dip, and then he would go and eat it. He considered it was a good food. So, how do you know which one is which? Ashirin mekamsin, the wealthy one or thrifty. And Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi was very wealthy. The son of Rabbi was very, very rich. Right, so he was thrifty, meaning he didn't just throw out the liver, he would eat it. Rav Chia, who was not wealthy, he wasn't like that, and therefore he would go and he would get rid of it. Ahul Pumusa da Asal Pumbadisa. There was an army, a royal army, that came to Pumbadisa. Arku Rabba of Rabbi Yosef, Rabba of Rabbi Yosef, they ran. Pagabu Rabbi Zera, they met up with Rabbi Zera. Amaluni said to them, Arukai Kizayis Sha'amu Makam Mara. This says, refugees, right? He didn't have to run away because, in fact, Tosa says his father was a royal official. So he says, learn from me the following din. Kezayis arm makamara, the kezayis of the liver that the rabbi said has to be located at the place of the gallbladder. In other words, where the gallbladder attaches to the liver. Vada ba'ava amar, he says, b'makam shehi sheichaya. Sheichaya. The kezayis of the leftover liver has to be at the place from which it lives, aka the vital point, right? It's connected to the diaphragm. And the other end is also attached under the right kidney. Amar Papa Hilkach, therefore, if you want to make both work, Bayin Kezayas Bimkom Mara, Bayin Kezayas Bimkom Shichaya, you need a Kezayas on both of them. You need a Kezayas at the place of the gallbladder and a Kezayas at the place where it, so to speak, where it lives. Bar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Mislakid Mah, what's a din where the kezayis of liver is not in one place, it's in different places, it's not all gathered together. Is that enough to mati the animal? Kiritsu Mah, let's say it's like in a very thin strip. Bar Yavashi, kezayis Merud Mah, what happens if the olive's volume is flattened out? But the Gemara Teku, good question. We gotta wait for Leo and Navi. Barmine Rav Zrika Rabiyami Nidaldala Kavid Umaura Bitarpishe Mahu. If the liver became loose but was still connected to the diaphragm, what's gonna be the halacha? Amalei says Dildul Zeni Odea Mahu. I don't know what the problem is and the liver is becoming loose. Ilamanda Amar Bim Komara Haika. According to one who says that there has to be a kezayis in the place of where the mara is, where the gallbladder is. Okay, so then you have that. It's good. Either one of them will come to Chaya. Aikir, we say it's got to be in the place where it lives, aka by the diaphragm. You have that also. So there shouldn't be a problem. Next part of the Mishnah. Hareya shenikva. And that is, if you have the lung that's punctured, it's going to be problematic. Rabbi Shmuel, Ravasi, Damri, they say karma iloi. They all say that the Mishnah is talking about the outer membrane of the lung. If there's a piercing of the outer membrane alone, is enough to make it a trefa, even if the inner one is still fine and good and dandy. Others say it's talking about the inner membrane. Okay. Amar of Yosef, Barman Yomi, Hanyumi, Amar of Nachman, Simenech, Kituna, Devarda, Dambancha, Berea. So I remember the lower membrane is the one the Mishnah talks about, the rose colored tunic in which the lung lies. Right, because he goes according to which the lower membrane has to be pierced in order for the animal to be a trefa. Pshita, can we know the e and kivilai? Following gives the tie. If the outer one was punctured, the inner one was not punctured, the tie megan, then the inner membrane can protect the lung from losing air. Animal's good. Kidurava, like Rava says, the Amarava, Rava says, hi rea the iglid, a lung that was peeled. Maybe turn the page, went from base. Kiahina sumka. Now it looks like a red date. Right, an animal is shechted and the lung's outer membrane is found to be missing. Sure, it's still going to be kosher. Tells the Rav says that the outer membrane is not the most kosher thing, not the most important. If an animal is kosher, if the lung's outer membrane alone was punctured, but the inside was not. And if we say inkif tata, lo inkif ela, if the inner one was punctured and the outer one was not, megin alo megin. Does the outer membrane now protect the inner one, or does it not protect the inner one? Okay, and that we say machlokas pligi bar of achav ravina. Chad amar lo megin, v'chad amar megin. One says it doesn't protect. Someone says it does protect it. V'ilchus a megin kid Rav Yosef. Nalacha is that it does protect, like Rav Yosef. Amar Rav Yosef, hi rea da afsha. When you have a lung that's making a noise, like a hissing noise, when it gets inflated, like air is escaping, is getting out, iadinan heichav, so if we know where the noise is coming from, we can figure that straight up, then masvinan alei, gadba, or roka, or gila. So what we do is we put on that spot a feather, or a piece of spit, a little spit, or a straw, I mivatsmitsa, trefa, if it flutters, it goes up and down, and clearly that's where it's coming from, if it's going to be a trefa. V'ilo, if not, then it's going to be kosher. V'ilo, yadina, hechavsha. And if you don't know where the noise is coming from, you're able to figure it out. And what we do, my sinan, misichlisa, damaya pshure. You take a bucket of lukewarm water, masvinan labagav, and you put it inside of it. Bechamime lo, the katze. You can put in hot water because then it's going to shrivel up and then it's going to cover up the hole. Bechrire lo, the mitarshe, because it stiffens the lungs. Ela masina pshure, we put it in lukewarm water. Benafchinala, and then we go and inflate the lung. Im mivatsbitsa trefa. If it starts to bubble, the water is bubbling, then it's a trefa, because clearly the outer membrane is also punctured. Vilokshen, if that's going to be kosher. Tata in kiv, ila lo in kiv. It means the inner one is punctured, but the outer one is not. Behind the afsha zikam de bene benehu. And that the noise you're hearing is from the air that's going between the two spaces of the two membranes, but it's not an issue, it's not a trefa. Ahine sumka diavish gilde simen. Dates that are red, dried, are the scabs, is a simen. Gufa, amarava, high red, the iglid kahina sumka ksher. The lung that was peeled like a red date is kosher. Vilmarava, rare de she dima, mixasuk share, lung that reddened is in part, is going to be kosher. Kula trefa, but if the entire thing is red, then it's reddened, then it's going to be a trefa. Amar le Ravi le Rava, miktsasa mai taima. Part of it's reddened. What's the reason why he says kosher? The hadra barya, because that part that became no good can get healthy again. Kula nami hadra barya, but the entirety can also get better. Because milatan dimulin in a brisa that ushash gutsim. When it comes to other shratzim and ramasim, like these creepy crawler things, there's no chia for giving them a wound on Shabbos unless they actually bleed. But if they don't actually bleed, there's no chia because the blood that welled up under the surface of the skin that made a bruise is not going to break through, but it's eventually going to get reabsorbed. So therefore, the lung's outer surface is similar to the skins of these other creepy crawlers and should not be considered punctured because of the fact that there's a bruise unless the blood actually breaks through to the outside. Chitay melishmona shvatzim midam minan la. And maybe you're gonna say back that we should compare it to the case, to the completely reddened lung, to the case of the Shmona Shratzim, the time went to the Raisa, Nisar Adam Afa Bishlayatza, a wound in which the blood collects under the skin, even if it didn't escape, is gonna consider it a wound whose blood is not gonna be reabsorbed, you're gonna be Chayav and Shabbos. So too with the lung also, it's not gonna be reabsorbed and it's gonna come through. Yahachi says, if it's really true that the red lung is similar to the Shmona Shratzim, then this should be true even if only part of the lung got red. So why are you saying that, why are you masking that the animal's not a treif if only part of it? Eloshna, must be that there is no difference. Right, that is, that you're masking, in the case of a lung, that red a little bit, that the skin of the lung is similar to other little creepy crawlers, whose skins are not considered like they're punctured because of just getting red. So too, you must be masking. This is the same in the case of a lung. They are red in its entirety. Either way, the lung is not considered punctured because of the just reddening, and the animal remains kosher. And this is like Ravina is also saying, which like we say, the animal whose lung is completely red remains kosher. Yomer Rav, another dinner of a reish, yavsha, miksasa, treifa, a lung that dried up partially is treifa, v'kama. How much does it have to dry up to be considered treifa? Rav Papa Shmid Rav, kideish t'parich mitziporin. It's so dry that it'll crumble when you push on it with a nail, with a fingernail. Kiman, who does this go like? Yossi ben Hamishulam. The Tanaim, we learned in the Mishnah. Ezu Yavesha, what's called Yavesha, She'im Tinoke Ve'ina Motzia Tipas Dam. This is talking about the ear of a Bechor. If it dried up to the point that if it pierced, it doesn't bring a drop of blood out of it. Yossi ben Hamishulam, Omer, Yavsha Kedishite Nefrechet Bezorin, that if the fingernail touches it, it's going to come and fall apart. So when I say that Rava's din accords only with him and not with Tanakama, this is going to feel the Tamar. You could even say that Rava's din works with the Tanakama of the Mishnah, of that Mishnah, will be masked in our case of the lung, that if it's not a treif unless it's so dry that it crumbles. What's the difference? Gabios and Bechor, the Koshale Bezika, the case of the Bechor, which is exposed to the wind, then Lohajaburya, it's not going to end up getting healthy again. The wind is going to keep bothering it. But the Loka, Shaladre of Europe, but the lung, which is inside, therefore the wind's not bothering it. Hajabariya, it can become healthy again if it dried up to only the point that it's not going to be too pierced. So even the Chacham, the Tanakam, will be masking the lung is not a treif unless it's dried up to the point that it crumbles when it's pushed with a fingernail. V'amarava, Hayreya, the Kaima Gilde, a lung that has these, it's full of spots, like scab spots. Uchmi, uchmi, if they're black, chazus, or if they're different colors, share, it's still going to be considered kosher. Amar, ameimar, mishmederava, ein makif and babue. We don't compare punctures in the case of punctured blisters of the lung. Rashi explains what we're talking about over here is we're saying that blisters come from packers of liquid that collect between the meat of the lung and the upper skin. Since the membrane is intact, a blistered lung is not a trepha. Only if the blister also is punctured is lung a trepha. The Gemara is talking about a case in which a puncture was found in a blister on the lung at a place that the hand of the butcher doesn't poke when opening the animal's cavity. So we cannot say that the hole in this blister is because the butcher punctured it with his nail or with his knife. So we're uncertain whether this hole in the lung occurred before the shchita, and therefore it's trefa, or after the shchita, and therefore it's kosher. And so in the case of a regular puncture in the lung, the Gemara is going to brings a test of figuring out whether the hole is made before or after shchita. We do is we make another hole in the lung and then compare the two holes. If the two holes look the same when the animal is kosher, then it's kosher. Since a hole made while the animal is still alive, not of the same appearance as one made after it's shechted. And the Rava teaches us here that this test is not going to work for a hole in the blister, even if now you make a hole in a different blister and compare the two holes, because the hole in the blister can constantly change. So the hole in the question may have had a different appearance before, and the fact that it now looks like the hole just made is not a riot for anything. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.